This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. 200.
There you go.
I can't see anything right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sorry about the late start today. We've already prayed our Fajr prayer and done the basic adhkar, but we're going to start with our halaqa today.
Yeah?
So yesterday I spoke to you guys about Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, right? And wa atubu ilayhi also. And today we're going to do Allahumma wa
Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam.
That's it. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Well, Allah has many names.
Mm-hmm.
One of his names is As-Salam, which is kind of the same as Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
The word As-Salam means two things. It means peace and safety.
Mm.
Allahumma anta salam means Allah, you are peace and safety.
Mm.
You are peace and safety.
Yes.
Wa minka salam means and peace and safety comes only from you.
Okay.
You are peace and safety only comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked before about not asking apologies from anyone other than Allah.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But now it's a completely different conversation. It's not about messing up,
mm-hmm.
it's actually about what we want in life.
Yeah.
And if you think about the most important things a person wants,
mm-hmm.
is actually those two things, peace and safety,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
A person wants to feel safe when they come home,
mm-hmm.
safe from, let's just say, safe from getting yelled at,
mm-hmm.
safe from being made fun of,
mm-hmm.
safe from getting beat up,
mm-hmm.
safe from, like, safety of all kinds,
yeah.
right? So
mm-hmm.
a person, environment, and of course, you know, the reason we lock our doors when we go home is because we want to feel safe,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when somebody's buying a car, the most important, one of the most important things they look at is the safety features.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you put your seatbelt on, or, you know, of course, the car is designed in a certain way
yeah.
to keep you safe,
mm-hmm.
so you're not exposed if something hits you from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the decisions we make in life, they actually have to do with safety.
Yeah.
Entire cities are built around the idea of safety. You can't
mm-hmm.
just build a building.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have safety inspections.
Yeah.
You have to make sure there are fire exits. You
mm-hmm.
have to, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if, you know, you like sports. You and I like basketball, right?
Okay.
And there are safety precautions you have to take when you're playing basketball. You know,
yeah.
there's such a thing as a flagrant foul. There's such a thing as a, you know, a referee trying to keep you from, you know, and you have to wear certain kinds of clothes and, you
mm-hmm.
know, you should wear proper gear
yeah.
so you don't trip on yourself and things like that, right? Even
mm-hmm.
in exercise, one of the things that, you know, Coach Steve helps us do
mm-hmm.
is not hurt ourselves and move in a safe way,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So safety is actually a really fundamental need in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's safety for our feelings, whether it's safety physically,
mm-hmm.
safety is like one of the most important things. By the way,
yeah.
Even when it comes to, like, you know, you guys want to go to school, you want to go graduate, you want to get a job. But why does somebody want to get a job? Well, they want to get a job because they can then make some money.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they going to do with that money? Before they think, well, I'm going to buy whatever shoes I want,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to get whatever games I want.
Yeah.
Before that, you probably need a roof over your head.
Yeah.
You probably need to get electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Or you probably need to get food,
yeah.
which is all a matter of survival and safety,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So much of what we do in life is actually about safety.
Yeah.
But even when you are safe, sometimes you're safe, but you're still not at peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other side of it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because this word means two things. It
mm-hmm.
means safety, and it also means
peace,
right? So you could live in a safe neighborhood, you could live in a safe house, you could have a safe car, you could have all the other kinds of safety,
mm-hmm.
but you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so bothered all the time, you're so stressed out all the time,
mm-hmm.
you're sad all the time, you know, you're just not calm and you're
mm-hmm.
not at rest.
Mm-hmm.
Something's missing in your life.
Yeah.
And we're telling Allah that these two most important needs, feeling at peace,
mm-hmm.
and feeling safe.
Yeah.
If you think of them as a need, you can think of them as water and air.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
If you don't have water, you gotta go find it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're underwater, if you can't breathe, you gotta come up, you gotta be able to breathe.
Yeah.
Right? You're telling Allah that these two needs that I have, the only real place I can get them is you.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Everywhere else I try to find a place to be safe, I think I'm going to be safe, but I end up being more unsafe. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else I try to find peace, I think I'm going to find peace. I think it'll make me happy. I think I'll finally be satisfied. It just ends up making me more dissatisfied. Mm-hmm. The only one who can give me peace and safety is you.
Yeah.
By the way, when someone gives you peace and safety, that only happens when they have an extreme love for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good example of peace and safety in your life is mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When a baby's crying,
mm-hmm.
then mom is going to make the baby feel at peace.
Yeah.
And mom's going to cradle the baby and put the baby down gently because mom wants the baby to be what?
Calm.
Safe.
Calm.
Safe. Peace and safe. Mm-hmm. Peaceful and safe. So that's an act of extreme love.
Mm-hmm.
When we call Allah as-salam, we're reminding ourselves that the most important things that a person needs, that nobody can give a person
mm-hmm.
the way Allah can,
yeah.
comes from Him because of how much He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only, wa minka salam, it can only come from you.
Mm-hmm.
It can't come from anywhere else.
Yeah.
This is actually, again, another side. You know, the first part of this dua was how people can make you feel pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
And when you have to turn back, you have to turn back towards
Allah.
But now compare that. When you're in trouble with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and you go talk to them about how you messed up,
mm-hmm.
is that a pleasant experience?
No.
Like if you royally messed up, and then your teacher says, can I see you in my office?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day when we used to practice here for the play, and I'm upset with one of the boys,
mm-hmm.
and I say, hey, can I talk to you on the side for a minute? Do you think that they're expecting a pleasant experience?
No.
No. It's a very uncomfortable thing
mm-hmm.
to try and, you know, stand up to what you did and mm-hmm. face somebody who you disappointed.
Yeah.
First part of this dua was, we mess up in front of Allah, we have to ask Him to forgive us,
mm-hmm.
which is an uncomfortable thing. The last thing you feel is peace.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're immediately following that up and saying, the only source of peace is you.
Yeah.
You're the only peace, and it can only come from you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Allah is different.
Yeah.
When we apologize to somebody else, when we want to make things right with somebody else, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
When we make things right with Allah, it's different. You shouldn't confuse it with how things work with people.
Mm-hmm.
With people, doesn't matter how much you apologize, they can still say mad at you.
Yeah.
Right? No matter mm-hmm. how much you try to fix it, they can still say it's not fixed.
Yeah.
Because people's hearts are, they don't have enough, the ability that Allah has,
yeah.
the love Allah has,
mm-hmm.
the ability to forgive Allah has. Allah only gave a limited amount of that to people,
mm-hmm.
but the unlimited version of that is with Allah,
yeah.
right? So turning to Him and asking Him for forgiveness will not make you feel disturbed. It'll actually make you feel
at peace.
You mm-hmm. walk out of the principal's office, you're not going to be feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
Wait, by the time He's done,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But when you walk away from a prayer
mm-hmm.
and you're done apologizing to Allah and acknowledging that He's peace, you actually feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
So this next part of the prayer is actually a very beautiful part of the prayer. And for anybody who's listening, adults or kids, when we're missing peace in our lives,
mm-hmm.
we should really concentrate on this part of the prayer. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. And in saying that, we'll do a little bit later.
Yeah.
What is the last thing I'll tell you about this? About Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. So I have my coat on right now, right?
Yeah.
And let's just say, I sit here and I say, it's cold in here.
Yeah.
It's cold in here. What would you do, like if you're in the living room and dad says, it's cold in here? You'd get up and what? He didn't say, turn the temperature up. All he said was what?
It's hot in here.
It's cold in here. And you went and turned the heat on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? But he didn't say turn the heat on. He just said, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Why? Because you have such a close relationship with him
mm-hmm.
that when he says one thing, you understand what he's
saying.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could say, I'm thirsty.
And
he didn't say, go get me water. All he mm-hmm. said was what?
I'm
thirsty.
Yeah.
On the flip side, you say, I'm craving a burger.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm craving a burger.
Yeah.
And your dad knows what your favorite burger place is, and he goes, let's go. We're going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, take me there. All you said was,
I'm
craving a burger.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. same way with Allah. We didn't say, Ya Allah, give me peace.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say to Allah, give us peace. We said, Allah, your peace, and peace only comes from
you.
But we didn't say anything else. But Allah knows that us saying that lovingly, it's like Allah is saying, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Ya Allah, give me peace and safety.
Yeah.
Because it can only come from you. And it's this really beautiful saying without saying that's happening inside this prayer. In Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Okay. So we'll talk more about the rest of the dua tomorrow. Let's change, or you don't have to change, but let's mentally prepare ourselves for not torture, but getting better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum.
go. Oh wait, the mic.
Don't worry.
I already checked the mic.
Snacks and extras.
You.
I'm gonna take it away.
Love safety checks. Okay, you're right.
Mic check.
Alright. We'll start with a question, Steve. Some young man asked me advice for skinny young men.
That's what you asked me.
Wait, so were you like skinny before you started working out, or were you always like?
Actually, when I went in the army, it was 142 pounds.
Oh, you were in the army?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that explains why you can't
I would recommend eating. It might seem simple, but most people don't eat near what they should be eating, and they think they're eating a lot, but at the end of the day, you're not. You're still that skinny. Exercise and eating more meals and enlarging your meals each day will help you get there. I mean, it's...
Well, you know, a lot of skinny people, they just don't feel hungry.
Yeah.
I think they don't feel hungry because they don't exercise. That's why.
That's why I threw in the exercise part. As you start exercising, you should start wanting more food. And sometimes, I mean, at the end of the day, you just kind of got to force it down. You got to expand the stomach. Be consistent with it, and then you'll be able to slowly increase that week after week after week. And then eat foods that contain high calories. If you want good fats that have a lot of calories to it, eat peanut butter, avocado, nuts, things like that. But just eat, and work out. Usually, most skinny people don't eat. They'll get two meals in a day. That's just not enough.
I think they also, when I was skinny, I ate a lot, but I ate junk. It was in and out. There was nothing being digested. It was just...
Well, you have that aspect too, but were you really eating a lot?
I felt like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because usually skinny people that are trying to gain weight, they feel like they're eating a lot. But that 2 to 3 meals a day, or that one big meal that you're eating a day, isn't really a lot. Because if you really look back and look at the consistency from Monday through Sunday, I'm sure there's days in there where you skip meals because of this or that, or you only ate one giant meal, and then you look back at it as, man, I ate a lot of food that day. Like, no, you didn't. You just ate one really big meal, and half of that's not even going to get it digested and used for anything.
Yeah.
I was 142 when I went in. Now I'm 220. So that was the biggest thing I changed, is making sure I was actually getting all of my meals in every day. Mm-hmm. I set it aside to where I need to get 5 to 6 meals in every day, and if I don't, then I didn't eat a lot.
Mm.
But we'll start with rotations. Go neck rotation. Let's go to the left.
I was doing these this morning.
That's good.
I was in the car and I got an email and I did this.
I'll go right. Alright, I'm gonna do arms, do rotations forward. If anybody's trying to gain weight or lose weight, I would say the easiest way to do it is track your calories. Get an app like MyFitnessPal, really pay attention to how many calories you're putting in a week. Go in reverse. And if you're still not gaining weight, add to the calories. If you're only doing 2,000 calories a week, go bigger.
Go 3,000.
Then switch it to 2,500 calories. If you're still not gaining weight, go forward. Move it to 3,000 calories. Eventually you're gonna gain weight. Same thing vice versa. If you're trying to lose weight, really track every bit of what you're putting in your system. Go ahead and relax. Relax. If you're trying to lose weight, you're eating 3,000 calories a day, you're still gaining weight, drop it to 2,500. Adjust your calorie intake. There's a lot of apps that'll track your food. We're gonna do a hip rotation. Go to the left. Right ankle. Rotate it in. Change directions.
Hey, look, I didn't switch legs today.
Left foot. Switch directions. And relax. All right, we're gonna do jumping jacks for 1 minute.
Sure thing.
Ready?
Yeah.
And begin. Keep a good rhythm. Come on, you're doing great. It's graceful, I've seen you. For 10 more seconds. Don't stop. And relax. I'll give you guys an option today.
Well, this is scary.
Legs or core?
Core.
Legs.
We got two cores, one legs.
Democracy.
All right, we're going to start with crunches.
Wait, oh, no.
We're going to do 20.
Legs.
Legs.
Legs,
yeah,
it's too late. It's too late. We're going
to pick core. We're going to cast the vote properly.
Come on, bro.
20 crunches.
Well, Trump on y'all now.
Okay. 20?
Yes. Remember, fingers interlocked behind your head. Elbows all the way up to your knees. Don't pull on your head. You shouldn't feel any pressure in your neck. Pulling up through your abdominals. All the way up. Too easy. We're gonna do our hands down by our sides, just like this. Palms down flat. We're gonna extend our legs out.
Oh. Here.
There we go. Let's go halfway up. There we go. Point your toes. Point. Go down a little further.
Oh no.
Right there. We're gonna hold it. 10 Oof. Seconds. Come on, get him up, get him up, get him up. And relax. We're gonna do this again, except we're gonna move our legs just like this. It's called flutter kicks.
Okay, right now.
We're gonna give it 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, let's get them up, halfway up. There we go. Point your toes. Keep those legs straight. Help a little. Feet this way. Point your toes. There you go. Come on. 10 more seconds. You got this.
2.
Push through it.
3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
And relax.
9. Core.
Everybody been getting their sleep?
I know, I got sleep. It's just I'm always tired.
For people at home, that happens with teenagers.
What happens?
You're turning 18 in 1 week exactly from today.
He said he's always tired. Both of my teens are always tired.
Just eat more bananas, bro.
They still need to exercise and eat healthy.
Yeah, it's just because I'm like getting older day by day. Like, you know, my mind, it just goes away sometimes.
It sounds so offensive when a kid says I'm getting older day by day.
Yeah, it's the growing process. Is why
no
you're
respect.
Because you're getting older.
No respect for the term. Getting older. Crunches?
Dang, it's so long.
You know,
core.
19 crunches.
What?
I know I'm getting older when I get 30 minutes less of sleep and it feels like I didn't sleep at all.
Oh, I feel like I'm on the top part now.
How do your legs feel?
Amazing.
Lightly sore, but not like, you know, what I experienced last week.
You did legs yesterday.
Anybody at home that doesn't know, he actually works out twice a day. So I saw a lot of comments worried about if he was going to be too tired for the class later.
Nah, just give some.
And before Fudger Club, the workout in the morning was more than an hour.
Yeah, it was about an hour and a half.
Yep.
You did a workout before this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, you worked out before this, is that?
Yep.
No, he was saying before we started this week.
Before this week thing.
Oh, okay.
He used to do it at this time.
I thought you were waking up at like 4 a.m.
But instead of this half hour thing, we had a 90 minute thing. And then the class.
Mm.
And then in the afternoon, I got together with him again.
Oh, okay.
And in the evenings, I take a walk.
Oh, okay.
I always make it harder for him, so no matter what he's doing, it's always going to be difficult.
Yep. His job is to keep me in struggle.
Yes.
Struggle is life.
All right. We're going to do an easy one. I'm just going to plank.
Plank? Okay.
But we're going to do it in the push-up position.
Oh, no.
Just hold that body nice and sturdy. Today it'll be a little slower pace, a little longer breaks in between. Yesterday was a little faster.
So does it mean you can take a break?
No breaks right now. Got 30 seconds.
I'm falling. No.
Don't fall. We have 20 seconds. Control your breathing. I don't hear the young men taking those breaths in. If you hold your breath, it just becomes harder and harder. And relax.
Have you started yet?
Anybody guess what's next?
Crunches.
Crunches.
18?
This is a smart man.
Yes.
18?
Yes.
Dang.
All the way up. What I'd like everybody to try to do is focus in on what muscles you're using right now. pay attention to what section of your abdominals you're using. And then the next time, try to shift it to a different area. Work on your mind-muscle connection.
That's one of the hardest things for me that you've taught me. That's still a work in progress. Actually thinking about the muscle while you're doing the exercise.
The more in tune you can become with your body, the more results you'll get.
I tried roller skating yesterday. I couldn't even get up. It was the hardest thing.
Your legs were sore?
No, not that my legs were sore. It's just like, because it, was, it wasn't those ones that are like two in the back, two in the front. It was just like a straight row, right? And I almost died. The good thing I stopped for Miriam.
Those all the Beyblade things?
No, like roller skates. Like
roller skates. Oh, okay.
Roller blades.
Roller blades.
Skates we have four.
Those are really
balance good and rhythm.
Yeah. I love those. They're really good for my face on concrete. They teach you a lot of sajda at random times. All right,
we're going to lay on our backs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just take a 5-minute nap.
Hands straight up. There we go.
I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Speaking of rhythm, slow it down. I want you to go nice and slow. Don't worry about any fast pace. Goal is just to get it down and get more in tune with the body. So remember, if the right arm is going back, left leg is going out. Left arm goes back, right leg goes out. Your abdominals should be nice and tight throughout this whole process.
Oh, they are tight.
Slow it down.
Dang.
I feel so tight.
Okay, no more stopping. We got 20 seconds left. You guys got this. Focus. Pay attention to your body. Three seconds, two, one, and relax.
I'm just 20 seconds, bro.
It might have been 30. It's all mental.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely mental.
Right.
Or as the British say, this is mental. Mental. Mental.
Alright, 17 crunches. Cheat your body. Same thing at home. All the way up. Focus in on the abdominals. Hit a different section this time. Don't cheat yourself. You're not cheating me, you're cheating yourself. You're rock solid now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Already.
I gotta have babies stomp on me.
What? Babies stomp on me.
Don't want the babies.
That's a weird comparison.
I know.
You guys are soft.
It means he can take some marshmallows to the stomach. Not phase on it.
Drop whatever napkins you want.
All right. 16 crunches.
Yay.
See, I got very creative on that one. Again, you're focusing on which abdominals you're using. There's a long row. Pay attention to what section is being contracted right now. Keep trying to shift it. Breathe.
It's like, if I don't get that six pack, I'll just have this four pack right here. It's like all I want.
Some people have a four pack. Some people have four. Some people have six. Some people have eight. I've seen people with 12. That just depends on how your body's built.
I'm short.
It's no reflection as far as exercise. That's just anatomy. Everybody's built a little different.
Yeah.
All right, feet straight in the air.
Oh, I love that. Arms out.
No, feet straight in the air.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Hands are going to be here.
Uh-huh.
And you're just going to slightly come up and touch your toes.
Oh,
no jerking motion, nice and smooth. Too tight.
Yep.
And keep stretching.
I can touch my toes now.
Ten more seconds. And relax. Break for about 10 more seconds, and then we're gonna knock out how many crunches?
15.
All right, go ahead.
Superman.
It's been a long time since I've seen you, my friend. We're just gonna hold it. No rows, none of that. We're gonna hold it for 1 minute.
What?
I know, it should be longer, right?
The
minute seems
for
so, so quick.
Minutes seem longer, bro.
Do what?
Minutes seem way longer.
Today?
No, just when I do these stomach exercises. I feel like 5 minutes.
Oh, arms out there. Get them arms out there. Depends on what you're thinking about.
Food.
Come on, get it up. Get up. Up, 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 up. If you focus in on the pain, how tough it is, it'll feel like it's taking forever. Focus in on how much better you're getting, how much you enjoy it. It'll seem like it goes by quick. That's the case for anything. We're almost there. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Come on, you can't be on the ground in 5 seconds. And relax.
I lost it. Don't think I would.
That's pretty good, so.
I think the arm's gonna be straighter though.
Yeah. I feel like the floor of the massage looks very comfortable.
Yeah.
It is a very comfortable floor.
It is.
It's like perfect to sleep on.
Alright. 14 crunches. Again, make sure you're not pulling on your neck.
Yeah. I don't need neck pain.
We're gonna do some twists.
Russian twist?
Or? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Soviet twist.
So we're gonna be here. If this is too easy, you bring your feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And continue. Make sure we're breathing. And if your feet are on the ground, lay that body back a little further. There we go. Focus in on those obliques. Focus on your breathing. Eggs, rice, and avocado.
That does sound good to me.
Are we done? Or?
No, we're not done.
Oh, we're not?
We're not done with the Russian twist?
No, we're not done.
Your deceptive calm demeanor.
Everybody can keep it going. Everybody stop. We can go for 30 seconds straight. We'll be done with the twists.
30 seconds? Okay.
Ready?
Wait.
Set.
I got my thinking hat on.
And begin. 30 seconds. Come on.
I feel like I'm dying.
Come on. Keep pushing through. If your heels have to touch, that's fine, but keep it going, keep going, keep going, keep going. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I think that was 30 seconds. Timer gave out on me. Fourteen crunches.
You mean 13.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with 13. Further along than I thought. Come on. Has anybody been able to pinpoint the area they're working?
Midsection, I hear. It just like it hurts.
So all of it, bro.
Mom,
what section?
Lower a little bit. Usually up here, focused on lower.
Yeah. So you're starting to get the hang of it then?
Yeah, starting to feel it.
All right, both of you guys on the next one, I want you to focus on the upper.
How do I do that?
Think about tightening the upper.
Okay.
And then while you're doing
the next crunches?
Would it be, is it easier for you to squeeze your lower abdominals or your upper?
This upper. Lower, I guess, yeah.
That's upper. Upper for me.
All right, well focus on what's easiest for you this time. So focus on your lower.
All right.
Focus on your upper on this next one. Ready? Let's do it again. So we're doing 12.
Yep.
Just in that area.
Okay. love that, actually. Very nice. I love those words. It's great advice. Thank you.
And we're going to do 11. I want you to try to focus on the upper abs.
Okay.
And I want you to focus on your lower.
Go.
Go ahead.
Now.
You feel it?
Yeah, I tightened it up here, and it hurts now. I think that was a bad idea.
This is good though, because you're getting more control.
Yeah. I don't even feel like getting up now. I feel like it's kind
of good. We're on 10?
10, okay.
This time, I'll do half on one section and half on the other.
Okay.
If you have to lay back halfway through and think about it and adjust, that's fine.
Okay, now.
When I start focusing on lower, it burns all across here.
Oh, I feel it everywhere now.
You probably engaged your obliques quite a bit during the twist.
Yeah.
Now they're engaging with the crunches as well.
That was 10. 9 now?
Now we're going to do 9.
Let's go.
Again, try to fluctuate back and forth from one section to the other. You use your core for everything. The more control you can have over your core, the better. Every exercise, you should be engaging your core. When you pray, you should be using your core. When you're sitting, you should be using your core. 8.
Alright, yeah, let's go slow. A little bit now.
Then the stronger and deeper you can work your abdominals, the more you'll save your back as you get older.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
7.
Yep. And work our way down to 1.
5.
6. So at this point, you guys take it on your own pace. Knock out each section, take a break, and then knock out the next set. Done.
Mm-hmm. I'm hurting now.
Oh, I'm done.
The upper section hurts now.
You done?
Yeah, I did. I finished. Oh, I did it like one run. I did like 2 in each one.
Oh.
You gotta use your math skills for that.
Oh. I see. Thank you. Oh, make a note of that.
All right. We're gonna get here. Mm-hmm. We're gonna stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Those quads and the hip flexor.
Good idea.
It's like when you eat like a smoothie from like In-N-Out, because In-N-Out doesn't make good smoothies, they make good burgers, but like, you know, you just get that like stomach ache. It feels like that right now. It's not a pleasant thing.
I feel like you have way too many fast food places in your head.
Think of In-N-Out as in and in.
Yeah.
Don't ruin your exercise by going and eating fast food right after.
Yeah. I don't have a question.
Or ever.
Yeah,
I would recommend not eating it at all, but it happens. Just make sure it never happens after you just worked out.
Yeah, it sounds like clean eater though, I can tell.
If you must go to In-N-Out, get the protein burger instead of...
They have the protein burger?
Yeah, yes. It's just the meat wrapped in lettuce.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sick one, actually. I want to try that one day.
That's my cheat.
That's your cheat?
Damn, my knees are hurting.
So, like, no ketchup with it? No, like...
I don't remember. I don't usually pay attention at that point. It's just... It goes down.
Maybe with the Coke?
No Coke. I try to stay away from sodas.
Lemonade?
Even when I cheat, I don't really like drinking soda. It's not good for you at all.
Yeah. Like, is lemonade good, though?
Natural lemonade.
So if you squeeze the lemon and then you drink what came out of it, you're fine.
Okay.
That doesn't tend to be the case. Usually there's a whole lot of sugar getting dumped into the lemonade.
Yeah, it's more sugary than lemonade.
Sugary.
It's sugar with a dash of lemon.
Lemon water can be good for you.
Oh, yeah, lemon
water. Lemons, chopped up lemons and cucumbers and things like that in the water, and then drinking the water, you get a lot more minerals out of there.
Yeah.
Like, me quite like some lemonade, but... Jack?
Oh, I don't drink it anymore.
There you go.
Oh, no.
You weren't feeling my lemon cucumber water?
No, sir. You're reminding me of what I did in Europe. I was at this conference in the Netherlands, and they had healthy food for a week. And I told my friend I was with, I was like, I'm done eating these horse meals. We were going to go to London. We're going to go to America back. I was like, no, we're stopping in London. And we're going to find the most Pakistani restaurant we can find. Because I need to feel like my soul is still in my body again. Enough
healthy,
radishes.
Healthy food does not have to taste bad.
Oh, well, it does in Europe, let me tell you.
Lemon and cucumber water is not very good.
Well, like, no wonder they don't have a sense of humor. Shoot. What's with the eating all day?
My meals consist of smoked chicken, rice.
That just sounds good.
I have a
but
sauce.
See, some people speak English as a foreign language, so when you said smoked chicken, they're imagining a chicken with a cigarette.
I put it on a smoker, smoke it with some mesquite wood. Mesquite seasoning.
Good.
Mix it with some rice and avocado. I have a little sauce that I dribble on it.
Barbecue sauce?
No, no barbecue sauce.
They have nothing good around here. No ketchup.
That's on cheat days.
Ketchup is part of like our national identity in Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah, can't like. You could pour ketchup on the flag.
And again, this depends on what your goals are too.
Yeah, if you want to stay, you know, flubbery.
We.
Extra white sauce.
You don't have to eat perfect all the time to get healthy.
Like, what about 3 days out of the week? I can manage that.
But you can't eat good or decent for 3 days out of the week, and then the other four just smash pizza and In-N-Out burger and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Thank God for Texas, though. They have In-N-Out in California. There's very few states that have In-N-Out. So.
You just said thank God for In-N-Out. Alright.
Bro, this is bad. We're working out here.
The butterfly stretch.
Yeah, this is some very unproductive conversation for.
I'm gonna go watch a YouTube video on the smoked chicken and try that today.
Best thing I can say for anybody is stay away from the fast food in general and stay away from sugar.
Is sushi bad for you?
Sushi's good for you. Sushi's fine. A lot of things are fine. It's just mainly the main things that get people is the fast food and all the extra sugar.
Yeah.
Especially in Texas.
Or with our people, it's oil.
Yeah, have different.
Some have some food with our oil.
Some oils can be really good, others not so much. And then, you know, everything in moderation, obviously. Because you can get a lot of healthy fats from oils, but it just depends on how you use it.
Somebody, like, I remember, I got this ad, right? It said you should take a shot of olive oil a day.
Yeah, how about that? People say you can drink a shot of apple cider vinegar a day, too. If you want to, go ahead. Tastes that great.
I seen a video, like, a few weeks ago, about, like, how a lot of people are obese is because the price is too. It's expensive to eat healthy.
No, it's not.
Says who?
Says it's like $1 for a McChicken, and then you gotta get like $8 worth of groceries just to make one meal for yourself. Instead, you could like get one McChicken and get full off that. I'll send you the link to the video again. I should find it.
Well, I tell you, I can spend $100 on chicken and rice and feed my family, or meat and potatoes. And feed my family for the week. If I go to a fast food restaurant, I guarantee I'm gonna spend $50 in one sitting for my entire family.
Yeah.
Now if you go along the lines of eating healthy and having a wide variety of food, it can be expensive. But those medical bills after eating fast food all day, every day, can be quite expensive as well.
Yeah.
All right. Feed out.
Let's go touch your toes.
In my mind, I'm already touching them.
Oh, look, instead, right? Instead of like right here, right?
I'm gonna murder you in class today.
You are getting closer to touching like right here.
Yeah, you're like 2 feet.
Yeah, that's progress.
Maybe like 6 inches now. Maybe eight at about.
If you can tell, he's not the biggest fan of stretching. Trying to get him a stretch of his own for a couple years.
Okay. So, do you know how to stretch?
Want to jump in?
We'll switch over.
I don't think he's built for that.
What?
No, hand up here. Or just use both.
Listen, your dad may come a long way, okay?
Both hands on the foot, or move it up here.
All right, kids, send me videos today of how well you stretch. I want to see. I want to feel bad.
Yeah. Imagine I'm just like, when I was like training, actually, like, I used to be able to be so close to doing the splits. It was like such an accomplishment, right? I was like, probably like 5 inches off the ground, right? And then.
You were boxing training?
Yeah, because we stretched a lot before we did
everything.
What
happened, bro?
Bro, because, I mean, that gym was like a hazard anyways. They don't have no AC during the summer.
Look, we're doing this for a week, but we're not. The whole point of this is to get into a new habit.
Yeah. You were in good shape back then, bro.
Awesome.
Really good shape.
It's just I got this right here.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for like a year almost. Okay. And then Corona happened.
So, this is all stuff we can do
at home.
In place, for that matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all the things that we're doing here is. The goal is to hopefully everybody absorb some of this stuff and then do it at home, do it at the park, do it wherever, and make it a consistent habit.
Yeah.
Consistency is what the key is.
Yeah.
You said it yourself, you almost were able to do the splits, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's because you were going for a year.
Yeah.
Don't expect results in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see change,
yeah.
But that change doesn't become permanent until at least 12 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then you want to still continue. Make progress.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be dramatic. You don't have to get insane results like this.
Mm-hmm.
The goal for anybody should be to make the lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Slowly wean off of fast food.
Yeah.
And become start eating healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly add in that stretching regimen throughout your day.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly add in the exercise.
Yeah.
and continue this process for the rest of your life, regardless of COVID or anything else that happens. Mm-hmm. There's always a way to exercise and better yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to make it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, after this, stay tuned. I want to give you guys a tour of what we're doing here on campus.
Oh, you're gonna show them?
Yeah,
okay.
You and I are gonna show them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll plug the mic for you again.
No plugs.
No plugs?
Just a tour.
Like right now?
Well, after we're done.
We're done.
Okay.
You can take
I'm gonna get off this broadcast and I'll do a Facebook Live.
On your phone?
On my phone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are the lights on? Because I had no lighting up there.
Yeah, it's bright.
You can go in the dark.
Alright.
Ready for our tour? See you in a second.
So much, guys.
Beta merch. Did you say juice for your phone?
No, I said juice for my juice. How much juice does that take?